See, this me will turn against me. Why turn against the universe? This is where I can do something. Yes? Start from, please. He regard his own reflection.
He regarded his own reflection as his enemy. Necessarily, he drew a sword against himself. Oh, many an iniquity that you see in others is your own nature in them, O reader. In them show forth all that you are in your hypocrisy and iniquity and insolence. You are that, and you are striking those blows at yourself. You are weaving a curse upon yourself at that moment. You do not see clearly the evil in yourself, else you would hate yourself with your soul.
Here you should notice one word over there. He talked about the sword. And the sword for Rumi has a lot of meaning, carries a lot of meaning. Of course, today's maybe you haven't even seen a sword. The sword for Rumi is a lot. First of all, the sword is in the hand of the warrior, and we say, okay, sword is sword. If you put it in the hand of the warrior, it's good. If you put it in the hand of the bandit, it's bad. Sword is sword. Sword is cutting, means dividing, means judgment. You divide good and bad. You divide one piece in two pieces, this and that. Judgment. He talks about your judgment and we say, you have a sword, for the sword you have to have a shield as well. Then he will say, for the moment, I believe you're carrying a wooden sword. Because it doesn't cut off, it doesn't do, your judgment is blurred. So, as long as your sword is wooden, do not approach me. Look for a shield. Because sword is the judgment. Here he will say, inevitably, he threw a sword upon himself. Because this is something that will happen to you when you do not, you will judge yourself. How do you judge yourself? Self-judgment happens to everyone, right? How?
By comparing.
With what? That comparing is the second story, believe me. First story, he talked about intelligence, Rumi. The second one, he said, comparison is silly. Because you will only see... it's very superficial. Because you will see the skin of the other people. How do you compare yourself with me? When you look at me, what do you see? You see my biological machine only, right? But when you go inside you, you don't see the biological machine. You see you. Right? How could you compare that one with this one? You cannot even compare you with the biological machine which is changing. But you are the same, remember? You're always the same, me. But this machine, once it was a very small one, brand new. Now it's this. And it's changing every day. It takes only 13 months or so for all this building blocks to change, to go away. The atoms will go away, some other atoms will come in. Think like that. That's the comparison. So how could you judge yourself? Let me give you another good example. Let's just for the sake of argument, guess that you are seeing. Okay? Then how do you judge yourself? Could you? Of course not, you're silly. But you do it no matter what, right? You know the shortcoming of your judgment. You know the shortcoming of your thinking. You know even the shortcoming of the pattern of thought in your brain. But you judge yourself. Self-diagnosis. I'm no good. This is why. This is where we link. We come out. This is where we will tell you, Ah, you want to see how you look like? Find the mirror. You cannot see yourself. A mirror will. What was the mirror? Remember? What is mirror?
One doesn't show itself.
One that?
Doesn't show itself.
Doesn't show itself, yes. Anything that doesn't show itself is a mirror. So, find a human being who doesn't show off himself and he will give you a good reflection of you. This is why what we believe in peace, in morale, in order, in the holy people. We believe that, honestly, if you go to someone like Nelson Mandela or someone like Dalai Lama, they will not try to impose themselves and show off to you. We look at you and we'll tell you what you are. This is the belief. So, remember, you are your enemy. And the worst thing you do to yourself is to judge yourself. You don't have that sharpness. When you're looking at the other people and see the weakness that's in you. Because everybody is reflecting you. You know who are you? Who are you? For example, you, who are you?
Good question.
You are the thing that we experience. Because in you there are so many confusions, you could be even crazy. You are what you are for the rest of the universe. You are the thing that we see. So you are your deeds, not your thoughts. Your deeds will come out. We will face your deeds, right? So you are your deeds. Your deeds comes from your thought. So we said, oh brother, you are the thought. And I would see that's your doings, not your thinking. And your deeds are visible outside of you, not inside of you. That's why you should look for outside to explain your inside to you. Because you are the enemy and you are the hero and the help comes to your hero. Yes?
When you reach the bottom of your own nature, then you will know that that violence was from yourself. At the bottom, it became manifest to the lion that he who seemed to him to be another was his own image. Whoever tears out the teeth of a poor wretch is doing what the falsely seen lion did. O you who see the bad reflection on the face of your uncle, it is not your uncle that is bad, it is you. Do not run away from yourself. The faithful are mirrors to one another. The saying is related from the prophet.
What does that mean? You explain the last sentence to me, please.
Faithful are ones.
You promise you will not forget.
Faithful.
I presume that you will not forget when I tell you that in this book, whenever Rumi wants to say this is the truth. You will say, this has been said by a prophet. That's simple, because prophet is the messenger which is bringing the word of God. Oh, as a cliche, he will use it. Always. The first time he will use it in a very fantastic way, he will say, the prophet shouted out. The prophet is talking to a guy who has forgotten to put the club on the wheel of the car not to be stolen, something like that, remember? The prophet shouted out that with the faith tied the knee of the camel, remember? You promise you will not forget. Here again you say, this is the saying of the prophet. So remember this as a very main principle of our thought. What was that? The faithfuls out of the mirror